The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Enter his courts. From the time I was born, and able to make choices, until I retired, it doesn't seem like I really had a single moment when my brain wasn't thinking about things I could do, a mental to-do list. And quite honestly, that really didn't change when I retired and left my last job. I didn't suddenly have more time. What I do have now is more time flexibility. And my mind is still considering an ever-growing list of options for my to-do list. I'm constantly setting and readjusting priorities on that list. One very important item near the top on our list should always be to enter his courts with praise. Our instruction manual, the Bible, is very clear about us praising God. It is as if we were able to physically walk into his courtyard with praise in our hearts, in our minds, and reflected by our bodies, hands raised, prostrate in his presence, and or on our knees before him. Let us think on these things as we listen to Scripture. In preparation to approach God, we must first believe that He is the God of creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Humble ourselves before Him. Listen to James chapter 4. Do you think the Scriptures have no meaning? They say that God is passionate, that the Spirit He has placed within us should be faithful to Him, and He gives grace generously. As the Scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So, humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you have done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor. Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Psalm 116. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the house of the Lord. In your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Psalm 9, I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. The prophet Isaiah speaks the word of the Lord to the children of Israel. We find these words in Isaiah 62. The Lord has sworn to Jerusalem by His own strength, I will never again hand you over to your enemies. Never again will foreign warriors come and take away your grain and new wine. You raised the grain, and you will eat it, praising the Lord. Within the courtyards of the temple, you yourselves will drink the wine you have pressed. Ezra chapter 3. When the builders completed the foundation of the Lord's temple, the priests put on their robes and took their places to blow their trumpets, and the Levites, descendants of Asaph, clashed their cymbals to praise the Lord, just as King David had prescribed. With praise and thanks, they sang this song to the Lord. He is so good. His faithful love for Israel endures forever. Then all the people gave a great shout, praising the Lord because the foundation of the Lord's temple had been laid. With the never-ending distractions of this life, Lord, please help us to keep the main thing, and You are that main thing. Many of you are like me in that from the time we wake up until our head hits the pillow at night, it seems like there is never a shortage of things to do. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, please establish a priority to enter His courts with praise.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.